Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. I'm Mike Haas, along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore and Bobby Hebert as well. Coach, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Love to hear that voice. We're already much better off than we were last week.
I think we're working.
Yeah. So we have Scott Tolzien on later. I've got Bobby Hebert, quarterback's coach. You're a quarterback. I'll let you guys handle Tyler Shuck. I mean, there's nothing I can get in the way on there. But I want to talk about your defense, and I want to talk about fourth down defense. 2 of 7, Tampa was on fourth down. This is a team, by the way, that in week 8 already learned that you guys are impossible, you know, on short yardage situations, didn't learn the lesson. 2 of 7, in your last 4 games, teams are 3 of 10. Only one has converted a fourth down by itself, 1 for 1. That was Atlanta in week 12. Just overall, the impact that has, because it's not like you get the ball back, you know, after a punt. You get it right there.
Yeah, I think credit to our guys. Brandon does an awesome job and the coaching staff does an awesome job just with the game plan portion of this. And then our players, just the execution. I think, it's shown up a lot throughout this season, the short yardage and the goal line stands. It's just a really impressive job. I mean, you know, we did a good job against the run a couple times and put them in the passing situations as a result of that, I think, in many ways. And so, obviously, it had a huge impact on this game.
Now, Coach Moore, how important was it to get off to a fast start? You know, finally, I know you've been saying, probably preaching to the team, look, we got to come out the gate. And I don't think it could have been any better. I mean, it's like old school Who Dat Nation fans. We're thinking like, whoa. That's explosive. Mason Tipton, 54-yard kickoff return. And then we go 6 plays, 45 yards, 2 minutes, 36 seconds. And we're winning. We're not chasing points. We're winning 7-0. Now, that's how you want to start a game, obviously.
Yeah, no question. Obviously, it's something that we're all working for the same goal. We're all trying to start fast. Hasn't happened, unfortunately, for us in too many occasions. Again, I thought complimentary football, kickoff return, setting the tone, tip, awesome return, the blocking in there, excellent setup for us, and then just clean execution on offense, you know, to have an execution like that, to go right down the field in 6 plays, really good job by our guys.
Now, Coach Moore, when you talk about, you know, play calling and you're the head coach and, you know, you call the plays, what was the key that we had one of our best rushing efforts of the year? And the quarterback runs do count. They would count against us, our forest, but 32 attempts, 139 yards, 4.3 average. Considering you're going against one of the league's better run defense, they were number 6, only giving up 97 yards. So what do you attribute that to, that we had one of our best rushing efforts? Now, I know the conditions, it's rainy, it's muddy and all that. And I don't know about you, but as a quarterback, I never mind if it was wet. And you played up in the Northwest, so it could be raining. But if you're on grass and it's a dirt field, then you hate to get, like, slime or, like, mud on your hands and you had to throw the next play. And you're trying to say, okay, well, where can I clean my hands? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no question. I think, this game, obviously the run game came alive, and that was a really important aspect. Tampa, Todd does a phenomenal job as running that defense. He always makes it hard to run the football against him. Every single year, it's always been that way. I think an important aspect of it is, start fast. We were playing in, right there in the thick of it the entire time, which allowed us to create the rush attempts, allowed us to play efficient on first and second down so we can have more, run followed by run. When you create those momentums, we got to have efficient plays on first down, and that allows us to do that. Obviously, really good job physicality up front. I thought our runners ran really, really hard, protected the football in some tough environments, as far as ball security. And then Tyler's runs obviously had a huge impact on this game, getting the ball to the edge on a number of occasions, putting their edge rushers in conflict.
And talk about Baker Mayfield. He was 14 of 30. There were 7 PDs, passes defensed, but 4 of them came from line or linebacker, Carl Granderson, Pete Werner, Cam Jordan, and Brian Brazeen. And I think those PDs are so much, maybe more important than a cornerback or a safety knocking a ball out. Maybe not, but it just feels like you get into his head. He feels like his passing lanes get more narrow. Just talk about the impact of those big guys getting their hands up and knocking, what you call a block shots, I believe.
Yeah. So block shots. I think when you look at it from an offense perspective, it's really deflating for quarterbacks. You see a throw, you feel great about it, you let it deliver, and then some guy blocks it. Our guys, I think Bo and Jay and Brandon and the guys on defense, they just do an excellent job emphasizing it nonstop. And our guys are relentless, through practice. They when they have the opportunity, they do it. And so then it shows up in games. And, big time credit to those guys. I think those are huge impact plays in these games.
Now, Coach Moore, looking at Tyler Shuck, I think what people don't realize, obviously, you look at the physical skill set, what he can do with his legs, and throwing the football, his pocket presence and all that. But this is encouraging to me going forward. How do you lead a team? And I always looked at this. You look how our team's been structured through the years, that the defense has enjoyed, outstanding leadership from experienced veterans like a DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan, even when Honey Badger was here, Tyrann Mathieu. Like-minded leaders. But I look on the offensive side of the ball, and this is the key to me. Like, sometimes the Saints' best offensive players have not always been their best leaders, and that can be a case in point. And their best offensive leaders have not always been their best players. You might say, I just want to play. I don't want to be a leader of men. And now, it's best if you can have both, like you had with Drew Brees, who would be a perfect example of that. Well, I think you might have that in Tyler Shuck.
Yeah, I think the last couple of weeks have been great examples of his leadership, his resiliency. Again, leadership's an important aspect of this. You always want your best leaders to be your hardest workers, the lead by example guys. His leadership and resiliency for the last 2 weeks, we're down at Miami, rally back, give ourselves at least an opportunity at the end of the game. We're right there at the end. And then this week, again, great start to the game. We have a little resiliency, adversity through that second quarter, and then the second half responded really, really well. And so credit to him staying in there, hanging in there, and battling just like all these guys.
Got to take a break. The Saints victorious over Tampa Bay have Carolina coming into town for a 3:25 start. This is The Visit, Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore, back after this break on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back to The Visit, Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. And, Coach, we talked at the end of last week just about the weather and playing in the rain in Miami, you know, outside, and also the rain that came to Tampa was rain that was in New Orleans last week. So you said you were able to kind of take advantage of what was a bad situation to kind of get out there one day and, you know, play with a wet ball. It must have had some impact.
Yeah, no question. Obviously, it's been a couple weeks now for whatever reason. Sometimes weather patterns are this way. We had a little rain in Miami. Certainly, New Orleans had a number of rainy days last week, and so it transitioned right into Tampa. And it got, you know, really heavy rain in the second half. So,
now, Coach Moore, the fans ask me different things, and, you know, they're always going to challenge, well, why did a coach do this? Why did a coach do that? I said, well, I'm going to ask Coach Moore. And the fans were somewhat puzzled over the decision not to challenge a controversial spot on that third down that forced the team to eventually, when we set off a field goal, why didn't you throw a red flag? I know you think you were saying you couldn't see the replay if it was truly a bad call. And so what I'm saying, we see it on TV. You need to have a damn coach just looking at the TV thing and just buzz you or something where, I don't know if you trust them, but I was like, well, we got a first down easy. That was a horrendous spot. I know after you watch the film, you go, how can an official miss that? So, I know we were trying to go up tempo. So explain that to the fans.
Yeah, so it was a unique sequence. Third and two, ran the football. Felt like, obviously, you know, all indications where we got a first down based off the way they were marking it off. And so we were trying to go fast down the red zone to avoid them from subbing. And, after we'd already called the play, they kind of just subtly kind of brought it back to a fourth down situation. Obviously it's looking back on it, it's a potential challenge. Still felt like we had a play there that we could execute and get the first down. Obviously we didn't get the clear and concise camera angle up top, but something obviously for us just to continue to discuss that process, you know, is it worth just taking a shot at it just to secure it? And so unfortunately we got the penalty on the fourth and one conversion, and that kind of knocked us out of that opportunity.
Now, Coach, explain, I don't know, I think me and Deuce, I'm trying to figure out, you know, you want to go to those officials meetings to know all the rules, but explain before the two-minute warning, we completed a pass inbounds and the clock stops, I think because Tampa Bay, a penalty on them, and obviously you declined it, but you didn't accept the penalty and the clock didn't restart. Explain that rule. I mean, we didn't accept the penalty. What's up with that? Because I'm like saying, how can they not start the clock? He's inbounds.
Yeah. Obviously, it's a goofy exception to the traditional rules. And so under 5 minutes, any penalty stops the clock there, unfortunately. And so, it doesn't go our way, obviously, you know, based off that ruling. And so, it's a goofy one. It's a goofy one. Obviously, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense during a first down and the clock's going to stop because of a penalty decline. But that's the way the rules are applied.
Coach, talk about we spent a lot of time talking about Blake Groupie and kind of the issues he was having, and Kai Kroger struggled through really weeks 5 through 12, where he did have a pretty good game, but then he'd have a 30-yarder, a 23-yarder. But the last two games, man, he said his net in the last two have been 44-7, 44, which would put him about fifth in the NFL. Now, because of week 3, his net is always going to be struggling for the season. It's just the way it is. And we were talking to Charlie Smith last week, and he said that Kai had done what he called a cross-field punt, and he really got his hips through it. I don't know what that means, but was there any change in the style or coaching of Kai Kroger, and just really the just talk about how much better and the difference it's made the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think just credit to those guys. If you're developing throughout an NFL season, especially when you're young, you're going to go through so many experiences. And so for Kai, Phil working with them, I think there's definitely been some progress as the season's gone on, and that's what's going to happen with the younger guy. And so certainly he's going to add a couple tools to the toolbox as he gets more and more comfortable. I thought the last 2 weeks he had a really positive impact on these games and those punt situations.
Now, Coach Moore, looking at, again, when you're trying to close out the game, all coaches get challenged. Oh, what about the coach's clock management and what we're doing? It's a question. Why wouldn't you run the ball? It was 3rd and 11, a minute 54 remaining. And we get an incomplete pass. I think we used up maybe 2 or 3 seconds or something. And why wouldn't you run the ball? Because we all know Baker Mayfield and his comebacks, you don't want to leave him too much time. And our defense is outstanding. But why not run the ball and keep the clock running then?
Yeah, that's on me. We definitely should keep the clock running there, try to get us into a situation where if we got a completion, we'll take it. If not, we'll try and keep the clock running, put a lot on the players there. And, at the end of the day, I got to simplify that and allow us to, run the 40 seconds there.
Now, Coach, I don't know if I've ever witnessed this because I count third and fourth down the same. And I don't know if it's just arrogant, lack of respect, or just the way they were going to play Todd Bowles in Tampa Bay. But I'm looking like between third and fourth down, 20 snaps. We were great. We were outstanding. They were 5 of 20, only 25%. I don't know if I've ever witnessed that, considering how bold they were on fourth down, and we just kept stuffing them. And you know what? They should have learned their lesson last game. You know, the Buccaneers, they were 3 of 13 on third down. Well, guess what? The first game in the Dome, they were only 3 of 13 on third down. I want you to elaborate on that. You got to give Brandon Staley a lot of credit. Our third down defense has been kick-ass all season.
Yeah, no question. Commend our guys, from Brandon, the coaching staff, the players, executing a really, really good plan there. Played a lot of hard downs in there, a lot of situational football too that showed up in those third and fourth downs, because they're around midfield a lot, and that's when teams go for it on fourth down because of the opportunities that it presents. And again, credit to our guys, execution on multiple third into fourth downs, making those big time stops, huge impact on this win.
Need to take another break. We will come back. We'll talk a little bit about Carolina and continue our discussion with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back, and now moving briefly on to next week, brought to you by John Fayard Moving and Warehousing, First in Service, as we're back here on the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. I'm Mike Haas. Bobby Hebert is at the Silver Slipper Casino in Hancock County, Mississippi. And coach, you get Carolina coming in. Carolina was off yesterday, week 14 bye, and I know they were big fans of your effort, as it puts them at 7-6, Tampa at 7-6. You just played them week 10, and it was a victory. So you're going to get a team that you just played, so very fresh, and also a team that's going to give you their full best because they're battling for the division.
Yeah, Carolina's done a lot of good things this year, and so Dave's done an awesome job building that program. They battled. They've won some games against some of the best teams in this entire league. And so it's going to be a fun battle at the Dome. It'll be really fun. This will be a great division game against them. It's always, back-to-back games. You play these division games twice, and they're always challenging the second time. And so, it'll certainly play out, with some different flavor and some different opportunities there, and it'll be fun to attack it.
Now, Coach Moore, it seems like this has happened for sure probably three games where our defense is playing pretty good against the run. Then all of a sudden, we might have a series. Man, we're getting gashed. I remember like the Bills game in that third quarter, and it was another third quarter series yesterday. But we got the momentum. We go three plays, 47 yards. That's when Chuck has the 34-yard touchdown run. Longest run of the season, and we're up 14-10. Then all of a sudden, we go on defense, got the momentum. Then we're giving up these chunk runs, or like, significant runs, like plus 11, plus 7, plus 5, plus 13. They go 7 plays, 65 yards. Now we're losing 17-14. It seems like, we've done this like three times. Have you asked Coach Taylor, what's up? Come on, Brandon. It seems like all of a sudden, we'll have a series where it looks like we can't play run defense. And then it obviously affects the whole outcome of our run defense, as they end up averaging 4.6 yards a carry and getting 179 yards. But we've had, three games where there might be one series. It's like, man, we don't look like a good run defense. And then we'll play well at other times. What's up with that?
Yeah, that was a really, they had a really good opening drive against us. They got us. And then, in that second half, that second drive of the game for them, in that third quarter, I thought, they made some plays. They obviously had the pass interference, that kind of got them back into it. And then they were able to run the football. And so, obviously an unfortunate sequence for us, got play better there. They were able to kind of run the football in, from really, plus territory. They just ran it in. And so, we got to take advantage of those opportunities right there, because we were really close. We got the lead at 3rd and 10. We're in a great situation. Got to play clean third down football, knock it out of the park, and then, get a chance to double down on them.
That's what my next question is going to be. That 3rd and 11, we get that penalty, the interference call. Sanker, he did hook his arm. But when you look at it, It seems like we've been pretty good. You know, got off to a slow start with penalties. I think you and I talked about this. You never want nine penalties or more, 100 yards. Well, because that's like giving up a touchdown. I don't know if you describe a touchdown, 6, 7 points, whatever. But what was up with us having 10 penalties, 82 yards? I guess it does matter the officiating crew. Here's 17 penalties. I want to say last game they only called 9 penalties. I want you to comment on that. And then also I think it was big that we went in the minus category in the turnover margin because when you look at Tampa Bay, they've been very opportunistic. You look at that turnover margin, they were plus 9, second best in the NFL. So I think now we weren't on the plus side, but at least we weren't minus 1 or minus 2. I think that was significant. So just comment on the penalty situation and that turnover margin for this game.
Yeah, games are on different flows. This game obviously became a little bit of a higher penalty game, like you said, that those happened. There were 17. The biggest thing we got to be able to control is just so many of the controllable ones, the pre-snap, the offsides, the false starts, the illegal shift, you know, the kicking penalty. There's too many ones that are under our control, I think, and those are the ones that eat at you. You know, you just want to play cleaner football there, and so, you know, I had obviously had an impact on this game, and so, you know, so we got to play cleaner there, and the ball, the turnovers, those are always going to have huge impacts. That's the number one indicator of these games so many times, and so, you know, for us, the interception by Alante was just awesome. We had the one interception, not being on the same page there and executing that play, and so, you know, obviously it led to them, but fortunate for our defense, they were able to force them into a punt or a field goal situation there and only give up 3.
So Coach Tyler Shuck sacked 3 times, and the fact that there's not 4 sacks in that game book is crucial because that's when he scored his second touchdown, and he showed some unique escapability of not one but 2 players, and one of them being Vita Vea, who once he generally gets his mitts on you, he doesn't release. And in fact, when Tyler scored, Vita's kind of sitting in the middle of the field going, what happened? Like, how did he not go down? That was an impressive show of escapability.
Yeah, just really impressive play by Tyler. Phenomenal play, the effort, the finish. You know, it was really special. You know, obviously we took the lead and we were able to hold on from there. And so big time play by him.
You know, Coach, and you brought up Alante Taylor. I thought a crucial interception when you can get that takeaway. And obviously, you know, the seasoned veterans that they are, we talk about them a lot. DeMario Davis, you know, double D, and you look at Cam Jordan. But to me, I thought who was outstanding yesterday was Carl Granderson and Nathan Shepard. They both had 5 tackles. Carl had 4 unassisted tackles, 5 total, 2 tackles for loss, and then Shepard you know, with 2 quarterback hurries. And it's hard to get Baker Mayfield down. So I want you to just comment on, like, part of the team effort, kind of an unsung hero, unless you truly follow the Saints, but, like, guys like Carl Granderson and Nathan Shepard.
No question. I think the effort and the way our guys played and pursued the football had such an impact on this game. And it's credit to our guys. You know, we got a lot of young guys that are playing. And that's awesome. We've got some veterans who have faced some adversity. You know, these are the type of seasons that can challenge you. And for these guys to play with the effort and the intensity and the focus that they're playing with is really special. Grando made some huge impact plays. Shepard, got Chow inside. I thought he did some really good job. He made some plays inside. A number of these guys, you know, you can even go to Kool-Aid, you know, the 4th down, the throw on the sideline, everything, you can let that be a catch and just move on, and he attacks the football and creates an incompletion and turnover on downs. And so, you know, the effort that our guys are playing with is really special, and if they continue to do that and we get better, we're going to be in an excellent position.
And finally, Coach, just the ability to put 2 together, right? You in all phases with the win at Carolina, with the win at Tampa, and now Carolina again, but stack 2, right? That's important.
Yeah, no question. It's big to be able to build off of games. And obviously there's some positivity. You know, our guys have earned that coming out of this game, playing the right way. And we got an excellent division opportunity right here. This is going to be a fun game. It's going to be a battle. These guys are playing for everything as well. And so it'll be a fun game.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your time. Back-to-back home games to finish out the home schedule with Carolina and the Jets. Keep it going. And thanks again.
Thanks, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.